news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Joe Biden delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night.
100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, after just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
Biden used the speech to unveil his $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, which calls for increasing spending to provide family leave, child care, health care, preschool, and college education for millions of people, and paying for it largely by increasing taxes on the wealthiest Americans and finally making corporations pay their fair share, too.
I will not impose any tax increase on people making less than $400,000. But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Trickle-down economics has never worked. And it's time to grow the economy from the bottom and the middle out.
Biden addressed Americans' gun problem.
Gun violence has become an epidemic in America. The flag at the White House was still flying at half-mast for the 8 victims of the mass shooting in Georgia, when 10 more lives were taken in the mass shooting in Colorado. And in the week in between those two events, 250 other Americans were shot dead in the streets of America. 250. Shot dead.
And he reiterated the need for police reform.
We've all seen the knee of injustice on the neck of Black Americans. Now's our opportunity to make some real progress. We have to come together to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the people they serve, to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system. I know Republicans have their own ideas and are engaged in a very productive discussions with Democrats in the Senate. We need to work together to find a consensus. But let's get it done next month, by the first anniversary of George Floyd's death. The country supports this reform, and Congress should act.
The speech lasted just over an hour, about standard for this occasion. What made this speech really different, though, were the COVID regulations that allowed only 200 people in the room that usually holds over 1,600. And of course, history was made. Or her story was made.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President, no president has ever said those words from this podium. No president has ever said those words, and it's about time.
Joe Biden's speech wasn't the only big news on Wednesday. The day began at 6 a.m. Eastern as federal investigators searched Rudy Giuliani's home and office in Manhattan with warrants executed under an escalating investigation into his dealings in Ukraine. The former New York City mayor and personal lawyer to the former guy is being investigated for possibly illegal lobbying on behalf of Ukrainian officials and his efforts to dig up dirt on Trump's political rivals. The FBI also executed a search warrant at the home of lawyers Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova. The warrant was for Tensing's cell phone. Former U.S. Attorney Harry Littman tweeted that, quote, "This means that a magistrate judge has found possible cause to believe that Giuliani's actions in Ukraine were criminal." Congressman Hakeem Jeffries tweeted, quote, "It's official. Rudolph Giuliani is now under federal criminal investigation." So there's that. Warning, the next few stories are disturbing. A North Carolina judge on Wednesday declined to release to the public body camera footage showing Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies shooting and killing Andrew Brown Jr., a 42-year-old Black man. Brown's relatives will now allegedly be allowed to watch some of the body and dash cam videos, but the judge said the deputies' faces and name tags will be blurred so they can't be identified. Brown was shot in his car outside his home in Elizabeth City, North Carolina last week while deputies were serving search and arrest warrants related to drug charges. By the way, this shooting occurred less than 24 hours after a former Minneapolis police officer was convicted of the murder of George Floyd. Moving on to Chicago, Authorities on Wednesday there released body camera and surveillance video showing a foot chase that ended when a police officer fatally shot 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. This happened early on March 31st. The video, released by the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, did not show the moment Alvarez was shot. It does show officers chasing him down the alley, then catching up to him as he turned a corner and ran across a lawn. Alvarez appears to be carrying a cell phone in one hand and an object, possibly shaped like a pistol, in the other. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called for calm before the video was released. Now we move to the San Francisco Bay Area city of Alameda, California, which showed an officer with his knee on the back of a 25-year-old Latino man gasping for several minutes before dying. That man, identified as Mario Gonzalez, is heard saying, "I didn't do nothing, okay?" One of the cops suggests rolling Gonzalez on his side, but the other says he doesn't, quote, "want to lose what I got." After that, I think we need some encouraging news. So there's this. A federal grand jury has finally indicted three Georgia men on federal hate crimes in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was shot and killed while jogging through a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood last year. The father and son and friend, all of whom are white, all face one charge of interference with civil rights and one count of attempted kidnapping. The father and son were also charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. The Associated Press wrote that this indictment marks the most significant civil rights prosecution undertaken to date by the Biden administration's Justice Department. And then there's this. There's been nationwide outrage in response to the video of Colorado cops violently arresting a 73-year-old woman who has dementia, and then laughing about the incident back at the police station. Well, the arresting officer, Austin Hopp, was placed on administrative leave last week, and now Loveland City officials have confirmed that three more officers have been suspended over the incident. The one who participated in the arrest and two others who were caught on camera laughing about dislocating the shoulder of Karen Garner. Sickening. I got the good. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.